The Lord be with you.
A
reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the 12, "You will be hated by all because of my name, but whoever endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to another. Amen, I say to you, you will not finish the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. No disciple is above his teacher, no slave above his master. It is not enough for the disciple to become like the teacher, and for the slave to become like the master. If they have called the master of the house of Beelzebub, how much more those of this household?" The Gospel of the Lord.
Well, good morning, everyone. Are you excited, boys and girls? Yeah. I'm going to ignore the no. I hope it's not one of our kids receiving first communion, okay? For those of you who don't know me, my name is Father Ricky. I'm the pastor here at Holy Family, and it's such a joy to see a full church this morning. I'm sure many of us adults remember our first Holy Communion day ourselves, do we not? And what a special day that is. So thank you for loving these kids, these parents enough to be here today. You know, every single Tuesday, I go home to visit my mom and dad. And I'm very blessed that I'm very close to them. But my siblings love to tease me that on Tuesday in particular, all of a sudden my mom really likes to cook. And they joke that because I'm a priest, maybe she likes to cook for me just a little bit more, okay? And my dad really loves to tease me about it because he says, you know, come here more often, I'll get more meals cooked, right? And it's my mom's a really good cook and my dad is too. But you know, my favorite thing that my mom makes for me is nothing like too fancy or special. My favorite snack food is actually popcorn. And I like when I come home, it's usually late Monday night, and my mom has this big bowl of popcorn that she's made for me. And in that simple act, that is an act of love, is it not? That my mom is telling me, when you're in my house, I'm gonna feed you, and you're no longer Father Ricky, you're just Ricky, my beloved son. And every single time that you come to Jesus' house here at Holy Family, he's telling every single one of us, he loves you. And he loves each and every one of you so much that he wants to feed you every single time you come to Mass. And in just a little bit, you're going to receive the greatest meal that you'll ever receive in your life, the Holy Eucharist. And every single time you come to communion, you're going to be reminded of how much Jesus loves you, how much your family loves you. And when you receive the Eucharist, you're given the promise of eternal life in heaven, the forgiveness of your sins, and that promise that Jesus is going to walk with you always. So on this very special day, boys and girls, and I'm guessing that after Mass, some of you are going to probably go and eat some of your favorite foods, are you not? And you're going to celebrate and you're going to have a good time. And I hope you eat a lot for me, okay? But I want you to remember that the most important meal that you're invited to every single Sunday is the Holy Eucharist. So my prayer for you as your pastor who loves you so much is that one day, that day comes when you're 108 years old, and you die, Jesus is going to look into your heart and say, you loved me so much. Your parents brought, your mom and dad loved you so much. They brought you to Mass every Sunday. And that when you die, Jesus is going to go, whoa, you came to communion thousands of times. You must have really loved me. So I want you to remember how loved you are by Jesus. And as you receive Jesus today in the Eucharist, to bring the good news of Jesus to one another. Amen? Amen? So I want you to look at those beautiful family members that are next to you and give them a hug and tell them how much you love them, okay?